My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Some shows talk about one team. Other shows barely talk sports. This show will talk Packers, yeah! Brewers, yeah! And Bucks, yeah! Every day.
Every day.
It's Wisconsin Sports Daily with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM The Fan. Download the Wendy's app today.
Let's roll. 4 o'clock hour. Fantasy Football Friday gets underway right now. We're going to do this each and every Friday at around 4 o'clock. And we're going to do it with this guy right here, Joe Bartel, host of RotoWire Fantasy Sports Today and Sirius XM Radio. Follow him on Twitter at JB Fantasy Sports. If you want to hop aboard, ask him lineup question, whatever the case may be, feel free to do so. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. You can also tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan, and we'll get him your questions. Otherwise, I'm going to hog him to myself. Charlie is going to hog him for his lineup questions, and it's going to be about us and not you. And I'm fine with that. Joe, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, and you know we're based in Madison, Wisconsin, RotoWire is. So this is a privilege to be in the show with you.
I did not know RotoWire was based in Madison, Wisconsin.
I think that's the answer for most people. Actually, when I first started working here almost 10 years ago, I'd always bought the magazines when I'd go to like the Pick and Save or something like that and use them for my friends and family home leagues. And no idea until I had been interning actually at SiriusXM Radio that the show I was helping produce was based in my hometown in Wisconsin. So, it really is a cool place. And I think we incorporate a lot of what I think the Wisconsin values are for a company out there, too. And one of the premier leaders in fantasy sports content, located right here in the state.
All right. For those that don't know, you apparently, according to your Twitter, at JB Fantasy Sports, are a huge Packers fan.
Diehard. I almost am certain I bleed green and gold. I'm incredibly nervous for tonight's game. I am going to be live on SiriusXM Channel 87 during the game, and I think that's going to help because if I'm sitting there and watch the referees call 15 of those offside or offline or offensive line penalties on us and not the Eagles tonight, I'm going to scream at my TV. I could already sense that coming yesterday, so I'm very nervous but excited for the season overall.
All right, let's get into some fantasy questions here for Joe Bartel, host of RotoWire Fantasy Sports Today on Sirius XM Radio. I guess first things first, I'm just going to go from my own perspective on this bad boy. I got sucked in a little bit, mainly because my producer, Charlie Usen here, I call him Chicago Charlie for a reason. His dad grew up in Wrigleyville. He grew up in Brookfield, played for Brookfield Central football, all that stuff, played college football down in Illinois at Elmhurst. So he's corrupted, right? So Bears, Bulls, all that nonsense. So I work with him every day. And a lot of Caleb Williams hype, I got sucked in. I took Caleb Williams in one fantasy league for my buddy, and I took DJ Moore. There's a lot of hype around Caleb Williams for fantasy this year. How high should somebody have taken him, and what may have been too high that for somebody that may have drafted him prior?
All right, well, let's separate the two, because I actually really like DJ Moore as well. And again, I'm a huge Packer fan. I know it's blasphemy to say, but I think last year, Justin Fields, not a actually real good life fantasy, or not a real good real life quarterback, still gets DJ Moore at almost 1,400 yards. I think Caleb Williams, even with Rome Odunze, who I love a lot, disappointed to see go to Chicago, and Keenan Allen, that's a really good trio, but I think DJ Moore is going to be explosive. So that's a separate point. But when it comes to Caleb Williams, I mean, I think there's probably 20 quarterbacks, maybe 19 around that range, that I would feel comfortable entering week one as my starting quarterback. But obviously, you'd love to have the Mahomes and Lamar Jackson and Jalen Hurts and Josh Allen of the world. But if you were to wait at that position, I truly don't think it's never been deeper. And I know fantasy analysts give that answer all the time, and it might be true, but seriously, I mean, like Kirk Cousins or Matthew Stafford, you wouldn't hate to have to play them. So to answer the question on how high is too high for Caleb Williams, well, if you're drafting as, like, to say, quarterback eight, like around the Joe Burrow range, or to Kyler Murray or Caleb Williams, like if you're debating that, then I think that's probably the wrong choice. But if you said, oh, I'm going to wait till round 10, I'm going to get the last of whatever quarterback tier ends up happening, Jordan Love was already gone, yada, yada, then I don't mind, and especially if you're partnering it with a Kirk Cousins or a Jared Goff or somebody that, when there will be 4 weeks, and there will be, no matter what optimism you might have for Caleb Williams or pessimism in my case, there will be 4 weeks, then you can use some of those other quarterbacks better. And you might have them available on waiver wires. You think about a standard 12-team league, maybe eight teams are picking up quarterbacks, and you're talking about 20 then overall rostered. But that's the scenario where I'm drafting Caleb Williams, as long as I can have a sturdy anchor a little bit later in the draft.
Talking with Joe Bartel, host of RotoWire Fantasy Sports at A-Series XM Radio. Follow him on Twitter at JB Fantasy Sports. If you want to dial it up, feel free to do so. 414-677-1250. Tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan. Another thing that I've noticed being in fantasy leagues, Packer wide receivers just fall and fall and fall because nobody knows which one is the right one.
Yeah, and I don't know if I truthfully have the correct answer either. You think about it. Jaden Reed and Christian Watson, both around that 6th through 8th range. You have Romeo Doubs pretty much directly after that in the 9th or 10th. And then Dontavian Wicks can be somewhere between undrafted, depending on where you're going or where you are drafting or what state you are, or in that 12th or 13th round. And the easy answer for us in the industry is to say, hey, just grab them all in best ball because you get their best weeks every single time. But that's not how it works in redraft, obviously. So I would say the safest of them will be Jaden Reed. And you look at the conversations about how that receiving corps can develop here in Green Bay, we'll see it tonight. I think a lot of people are assuming Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs in two receiver sets are going to be ones primarily out there, but Jaden Reed scored 10 touchdowns last year, and it was clear that Matt LaFleur was scheming things open for him. We never know what the health of Christian Watson will be. I hope my UW-Madison medicine or medical group will get his hamstrings correct, but it's always a roll of dice to see if that will happen. So I think Jaden Reed is the safest to produce close to his value. But if you're saying, which one am I buying on, given the price, I think it's Romeo Doubs. And I was all in him last year because he was going to be, I thought, the primary red zone threat. And he was. I think Jordan Love really looks his way, especially in single coverage. If there are those four guys out there, Wicks, Watson, Reed, and Doubs, I would assume Doubs is the least targeted of that group. But there are situational roles, and more importantly, in my mind, he's going to be on the field the most of all those receivers, and that just matters. Like, that tallies up over time. So Doubs is the one at the 10th round price tag that I like the most, but then Jaden Reed is probably the safest of that group to achieve his ADP upside.
What do you make of last night's Ravens-Chiefs game as far as Isaiah Likely, who, you know, some people probably did draft, but Mark Andrews is the guy that everybody drafted early and probably handcuffed him with Likely in case Andrews gets hurt. Is that real what we saw last night, or is that fool's gold?
Yeah, that's going to be the real question, I think, for week one. We do the RotoWire Fantasy Football Waiver Wire podcast every Tuesday, my co-host and I, Jake Tarski. And I imagine Isaiah Likely is going to be the cover boy for that show and our YouTube videos as well because he had such a tantalizing figure. But my question I'm asking myself is, well, how much was that Mark Andrews just having to block given how bad that offensive line seemed to be in week one? Or is it a byproduct of Likely just being the featured target? You think about that last drive, for example, probably had three targets for 30 yards, getting down to the red zone. Of course, he had that near touchdown where I thought he easily broke his collarbone. Like, I thought he was done for the year after that. And then comes back literally two plays later. Kevin Durant just...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Misses his foot to tie the game up for the end zone. Yep. So I do wonder, is Mark Andrews going to be more involved as the season progresses and that offensive line just naturally gets better? But I don't think we have an answer. And as a result, if you wanted to say, let's go on a $100 budget for free agency, put $15 on there, 15% of your budget for Isaiah Likely. If you didn't draft like the Evan Engram, David Njoku tier, Isaiah Likely should probably be considered in that range fantasy-wise moving forward. And maybe it's an overreaction, but we've seen in past years, Puka Nacua, Kyron Williams, there was a point in Justin Jefferson's rookie year where Mike Zimmer didn't want to play him over Chad Beebe, and Jefferson was dropped. Like you can find these week one starters every single week or every single season in week one, and maybe Likely is that guy.
Xavier Worthy, another guy that's a rookie and amongst a bunch of rookie receivers in the NFL this year. He gets 2 touchdowns, scores both ways, receiving and running. Is he your favorite rookie wide receiver this year you want to play week to week, or do you have a different one?
Yeah, absolutely not is the answer. Maybe I'm going to go contrarian given everything we've seen just over the past 24 hours. But think about it. It was 3 targets in that game. The broadcast in the first quarter had mentioned Xavier Worthy got wide open on either the second or third play, and Mahomes might have missed him. We never saw that. But a jet sweep, which, yeah, he's really fast, but we've seen that all the time in the NFL. And then a blown coverage that, I don't know, I only know what you sound like. You sound very athletic. I think you could have scored a touchdown on that blown play.
Maybe.
That doesn't scream to him. Well, that doesn't scream to me automatic fantasy play week in and week out. Like the 4-2-1-40 is really sexy. I understand that entirely. The Chiefs offense, you want to have as many pieces as possible. But when I'm thinking about a rookie receiver at 160 pounds, either the Chiefs will utilize him sparingly, like what happened last night, and you're just gambling that he's going to be able to score touchdowns on a week-to-week basis, or he's just a better version of Marquez Valdes-Scantling, who we, of course, know was a really good deep threat, didn't have any hands. Xavier Worthy is a better version of that. But even still, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, both for the Packers and Chiefs, wasn't utilized all that frequently. So I'm still tempering my expectations. Now, I will admit my bias. I was lower on Xavier Worthy than most in the fantasy industry. So maybe I'm trying to save face by answering that question. But I'm not ready to jump ship on that one and say he's going to be automatic fantasy receiver for the rookies. In my mind, that answer is Marvin Harrison or Malik Nabers or Dunze. I don't think Worthy's even top 4.
Really?
Huh. See, Malik Nabers, I'm all about him, right, from LSU, but you still have Daniel Jones throwing him the ball and not much else on offense.
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, that's absolutely a concern for me. In fact, I had mentioned on last week's Tuesday Waiver Wire podcast that Wandale Robinson or Darius Slayton's at least worth picking up, because as much as we want to assume Malik Nabers is going to get 150 targets, it is Daniel Jones throwing the ball, and that means not very good. I mean, we saw it on HBO this past offseason where the Giants were doing everything they can to try to get rid of Daniel Jones, or at least not have him be the obvious starter entering week one. There's a point from a talent perspective, and I think about this 2 years ago when Jacoby Brissett was the starter for the Browns during Watson's 11 or 12-game suspension, where you were discounting Amari Cooper. Like, we know Amari Cooper's a really good receiver. He just came over from Dallas, but it's Jacoby Brissett throwing the ball. And, well, Amari Cooper ended up getting over 100 catches and 1,100 yards, even in a bad offense in a bad situation. I think that's kind of the ceiling for Malik Nabers, and you're drafting in the third round, hoping there's more of a ceiling than that. But I'd be really happy if Malik Nabers is a 90-catch, 1,100-yard receiver, and I do not think Xavier Worthy can do that on a 17-game basis.
Are you concerned at all about what's going on in Cincinnati with the Jamar Chase contract situation? Higgins is hurt, and there's not much behind those two.
Oh, absolutely, I'm concerned. I'm talking the benefit of hindsight, but truthfully, I have been avoiding Jamar Chase relative to all those other top 6 guys. You think about Tyreek Hill's bad hand injury for certain portions of the preseason, CeeDee Lamb's contract, and Christian McCaffrey's injury. I mean, I might be wrong to get all those guys ahead of Chase. Like, it could just be one of those years where all top six picks are just in some way, shape, or form an issue or concern. But the Chase one felt really weird only because I didn't understand Chase's logic to begin with. Like, in order for him to actually be in position to get this massive contract, he has to play this year. He has zero leverage. Otherwise, the clock just resets. Like, you will then again have to do this next season and have that year count in order for him to actually be eligible to have that extension down the road. So I don't get it. I don't know if it's just bad agency kind of stuff or somebody's in his ear in the wrong way. And to me, this is very nervous. It sounds like Jamar Chase recognizes that and will play. He has said he will be the decider if he plays come Sunday, and that there's possibility a deal ends up playing happening tonight. It feels like he's saving face. And my concern is not that he plays week one. I think he will. But what happens during the middle of the season when he's already got his essentially the word tenure for this year locked up, and the Bengals maybe aren't performing that level, or he has just a slight injury? There's some animosity. And we saw the build last year with T. Higgins, too, that it just makes me nervous in Cincinnati.
He is Joe Bartel, host of RotoWire Fantasy Sports Today. Follow him on Twitter at JB Fantasy Sports. I'm going to let Charlie Using get a question in for fantasy before we end this. What do you got, Charlie?
One of my favorite things to do in fantasy drafts is to try to figure out which guy's going to be the best sneaky receiving back for any team. This year, I drafted Tajay Spears on both my teams. Last season, it was Jaylen Warren. Who do you think is going to be that new sneaky receiving back this season for people?
Oh, that's a really good one. I actually think we might have found the answer last night, though. Whether it be Justice Hill or Samaje Perine, I think both those guys would be a factor. In the case of Samaje Perine, I'm not certain Isaiah Pacheco, the way he runs, it's always fun, and we love that a lot, but I'm not positive he stays healthy all year. And in that event, Samaje Perine, if Pacheco were to be out, becomes like a top 20 play. And at minimum, you're going to save, like you mentioned, with Tajay Spears or Jaylen Warren, where he's producing in a full-point PPR league, something like 8 to 12 points. So that's one of them. We saw with Justice Hill. I wouldn't be surprised if Keaton Mitchell, when he comes off the pup list, I would assume like week 8, 9, 10, it won't be just the standard 4, will be a factor as a pass catcher. But up until that point, Hill was a major checkdown thing, especially if that offensive line is not as good and teams key in more on Isaiah Likely. I think Justice Hill is kind of a walking 3 for 30 most weeks, and you're like, okay, Joe, 6 points, that's not very attractive. But there's going to be a role every single day for him, every single game, and that's what you're describing with Tajay Spears and Jaylen Warren. So I think even cheaper, both those guys are probably widely available in most 12-team leagues, but there are a lot of those type of receiver guys that you can at least guarantee are going to get you 6-plus points a week in full point.
Jaleel McLaughlin, that's my guy in Denver. That's who I'm riding with, Joe.
Perfect answer as well, too. I have some bias, and I'm not sure if it's because I just dislike the movie on Netflix that was centered around Sean Payton. It was just horrible, or whatever else. But the ego that they seem to have, the Broncos and Sean Payton seem to have, irks me. Like, you are not smarter than everyone to draft Bo Nix 12 overall, whatever it is. I just don't think that makes sense to me. So you're right. Jaleel McLaughlin's going to be utilized heavily. Frankly, Javonte Williams probably is going to be utilized as a receiving back, too. It might be Bo Nix checking down 20 times a game, but that's a perfect name as well, too.
He is Joe Bartel. He's going to join us each and every Friday at 4 o'clock, host of RotoWire Fantasy Sports Today. We got this done earlier today, so a little bit later than I liked, but now we have our guy, and he's going to be here every Friday at 4 o'clock. Follow him on Twitter at JB Fantasy Sports. He's a huge Packers fan, so I'm sure you'll hear praising and complaining throughout the year about the Packers when we have him on, too. Joe, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
All right, sounds good, guys. Thanks for having me on.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.